0501.
Residents of Jack Compound complain of piling garbage amid a non-collection. Livestock farmer raises concern over cattle disease outbreak. In African news, Kenya's border with Somalia set to reopen after almost 15 years. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Jack Compound have raised concerns over piling garbage in the area, citing non-collection by Waste Management Services. Speaking to Common Radio News, Stephen Chibesa, representing the residents, has said the rainy season makes uncollected garbage a serious health risk. He adds that while the local authority claims to have engaged waste collection companies, they have yet to appear on the ground. Mr. Chibesa further notes that even wheelbarrow pushers, who previously assisted with a waste collection, have stopped after facing arrests by authorities. He has since appealed for urgent action from the local authority to address the issue. A livestock farmer from Munsakamba Ward in Mukushi District, Morris Mfune, has raised concern over an outbreak of a disease affecting cattle in the area. Speaking on behalf of the fellow farmers, Mr. Mfune has told Common Radio News that the disease is spreading rapidly and poses a serious threat to livestock. He has since appealed to the veterinary department to urgently intervene and help identify the appropriate treatment to prevent further losses.
Ng'ombe twakwata problem ubwasya bwa ng'ombe twelomba kubuteko twafuirisheko kwebati ubulwele bafuafuirisheko na makasana abazetinari kwebati batwafuta kuteko apantu twasapula isiteko kyapwa kuntendea musakamba puna ng'ombe ndashaingirwa the dash here for 5D4. So today, show could be come and yet, the market in which you're mutiny, the party place can go far known. So for number Sana, who take over 12 shape or party who was the property. But why is she who tune that waffle? Ugo uliwe lekwa tingo mishinda, tinga shara kone mbe usha ngombe. Pantari ino isha, vambinesi vaya nati, wabashere penesi kochi mulu vantu. Mine na kote ngombe feti. Pantari ino isha, shkwete nangu ino.
A civic leader in the Luano district of Central Province has urged that PPUs are sponsored under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to uphold their discipline. Mibanga Wada Councillor Deborah Piri has stressed that learners must remain focused to benefit fully from government support. She highlights that discipline and patriotism are essential qualities for young people who aspire to contribute to national development. The councillor visited the only boarding school in the district to conduct a head count of children from Luano who are on CDF bursaries under Luano Town Council, with a task aimed at ensuring the council's finance department pays for every applicant, both new and returning. The councillor has described the CDF as a game changer, underscoring its impact on education and community development. A Lusaka resident, Precious Asaka Hundu, has called on men to open up and report gender-based violence, GBV cases, affecting them in their homes. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Ms. Asaka Hundu has said that many men fail to report abuse to the police for fear of being stigmatized by fellow men who may mock them for being beaten by their wives.
It is something that I've seen. I remember one time in Shindia Kusaloon, I met this couple. The lady is in military force, and the guy is a businessman, and they're married. They even have kids. Now, the woman, the way she was, they were fighting on the road. The way she was kicking the guy, the slaps that she gave him, it was very embarrassing. The guy just walked back in the yard, Akomana Gate. You could tell to say this person is passing through a lot in the background, but number Tavashita report for fear of her. I'm less of a man.
Meanwhile, another Lusaka resident, Simon Tembo, has echoed similar sentiments, saying men often remain silent about being victims of GBV because they fear being laughed at by members of the community. Mr. Tembo says it is prudent for men to stop pretending and instead report such cases to the police, as keeping quiet may lead to emotional trauma or even loss of life when help is readily available.
If you are not a man, you are going to report to police because you are not a man or a man. So the best way ni kuchita be report ku police, because nga sina chita report wakazi na wewe wazati kupaya then wazati za kupaya bechi lipo wangu wangi wakupaya yu nishu waduza vonsi. So nkuchita be report ku police na wewe wa police wa waranganapu.
We break for a few commercials, but before that we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana, ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati, it's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana, with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN.